السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين، ويبين الله لكم الآيات، والله عليم حكيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة، والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا، ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء، والله سميع عليم. ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله، وليعفوا وليصفحوا، ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم، والله غفور رحيم. إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة، ولهم عذاب عظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى concluding with the verses pertaining to the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا, that Allah forbids you and warns you that you repeat this in the future, إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are believers. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ, when you see anyone speaking ill of my sahaba, criticizing or condemning my sahaba, then tell those people, la'natullahi ala sharrikum, may the curse of Allah descend upon your statements. So likewise here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has advised us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has reprimanded us that to guard our tongues, and this should serve as a lesson for the entire Muslim ummah. Of course, regarding the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, we know they were humans, and at times they had also committed mistakes and they had committed sins, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has confirmed their forgiveness in various places of the Quran. Like those sahaba ikram that who did not participate in Tabuk, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَن لَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has confirmed their forgiveness. And in this incident, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was not even innocent. So she had not committed a crime, so there's no question of forgiveness. Although as we will discuss, Allah has promised her forgiveness. But here she is totally innocent. So we should control our tongues that we do not harbor, we do not utter any undesirable statement regarding Hazrat Aisha or any of the Sahaba, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us is one of the signs of Qiyamah. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّ أَوَّلَهَا, when the last portion of this ummah will start cursing the first portion of this ummah. Respected listeners, we are living in a time of evil and vice. Sahaba Ikram lived in the golden era of Nabuwat. We are drowning in our sins. Who are we to sit and question any action of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to dislike the Ansar is alamatun nifaq, it is the sign of hypocrisy. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further mentions, وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ, and Allah makes the ayat and the signs of the Quran clear. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, and Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. He has the knowledge of everything. Who was saying it from the heart, whose tawbah was made with sincerity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of everything. And Hakim, he is all wise. It was in his wisdom that the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha should be revealed after 1 month and not immediately. So fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah, every action and every decision of Almighty Allah is full of wisdom. Of course, insan's intelligence cannot reach and fathom and understand and comprehend the wisdom of Almighty Allah in every decision and every order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen and all the kuffar who took an active part in promoting this evil, this vice, this accusation amongst the believers and trying to dishonor the Muslims, and more so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because after all Aisha radiallahu anha was the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran Kareem mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ. Verily those who like the promotion of this type of accusation amongst the believers. Allah mentions, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They will have a painful torment in this world and in the akhirah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must understand, committing of a sin is wrong. To disobey Allah is a sin. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ready to forgive that sin as long as you do not announce that sin. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ready to pardon the sins of all my followers and all my ummati, of my entire ummat. Allah is ready to pardon their sins, provided, oh Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not forgive the sins of those people who disobey Allah openly. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. And amongst those people who disobey Allah openly is that person who commits a sin in the night secretly, and Allah covers his sin, and he gets up in the morning and he reveals this crime and this sin and this act of his to people. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not pardon such a person. Likewise, the opening verses of the sixth juz of the Quran, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Allah mentions, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ. Allah does not like الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ, the announcement of evil, the promotion of evil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not like that, with the exception, إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ, of the oppressed one, that the madhloom, the oppressed one, can speak about his oppression. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not like this. And respected listeners, if we sit and study this ayat kareema, then in this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is explaining how today in our society, because unfortunately we discuss this evil so common, when a person discusses a vice very commonly and every person speaks about it, or you can read about it in the papers, then without a shadow of doubt, every one of you will have to agree with me, the harm of that evil, that the evil of that sin leaves the hearts of the people. Like today in our society, in the time in which we are living, raping has become so common, fornication has become so common. So if you are informed that so and so was caught guilty of the crime of fornication or of zina or any other severe crime of that nature, because our ears have become so immune to listening to these words and these terms, that is why we don't find it severe. But the Quran has mentioned to us that if you do not have substantial proof, then do not speak about it. And if you are going to speak, then you will be given the lashes of accusation. And if you have substantial proof, then submit the claim. And when this adulterer and adulteress will be lashed, then the Quran says, وَلْيَشْهَدَ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then we will lash them and we will pelt them in the presence of a group of the Muslim Ummah, so everyone can witness the consequences of the violation of the orders of Almighty Allah. So in future, no one will take the guts and the courage of disobeying Allah. But today we find the situation in which we are, the crime has been taken place, it has been discussed, and there is no penalty, and there is no punishment, and there is no torment, and there is no azab for it. So those that are doing it are becoming more brave and becoming more courageous in committing that crime, and it is serving as an encouragement for others. So the Quran has made this totally unlawful, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbids the promotion of this. One alim writes in his kitab, he writes, هَذَا وَعِيدٌ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. Allahu Akbar. This is the warning of those who love speaking or promoting the evil of others. In other words, so and so was caught guilty of the crime of zina, and another person enjoys discussing this topic, and wherever he sits out with anyone, he says, you know, so and so was caught guilty of this crime. Now Allah dislikes the action of this person who is promoting this. Perhaps it might be an accusation, and perhaps it might be a reality, but the fact remains, he is making one evil thing arm, and he is making it general. Allah dislikes this. So when Allah dislikes the announcement and the promotion of this evil, then can we imagine how evil must be the committing of the evil itself? If speaking about someone else's act and someone else's guilt and zina is evil and disliked by Allah, then can we imagine how much it must be disliked by Allah committing the act of zina and fornication itself? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us, our children, our daughters, and the entire Muslim ummah. So Almighty Allah here speaks to the munafiqeen who were promoting this. And Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, it was his habit that for that particular 1 month, whoever he met, he used to only start this discussion. We find many a time shaitan comes to people in this way, that they will start the topic and after that they will remain silent. Na uto kaini keto, bhai tamroko ne chekewani tamko kya karo, I didn't see. But meanwhile, this was the person who instigated the fitna.
So just by instigating that fitna, that whole discussion that is going to happen there, the guna of that is going to come on the person that is going to instigate. That is why the Quran says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says that there is no benefit in your discussions and what the people are discussing, but إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, that person who commands good, or إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, or you are sitting together to make an effort how you can unite two Muslim brothers and sisters. Here you are making an effort how to disunite them. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah says you can hide from people, but you cannot hide from Allah. Allah knows what you are discussing. So really, respected listeners, it is very evil to discuss and promote. And many a times we have our wrong also. We should not discuss it and reveal it to anyone. We should ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness. When Allah has pardoned our sins and Allah is putting Almighty Allah is putting a veil over our wrong and our evil, then why should we remove this veil of Almighty Allah and go and announce it to the entire ummah? Father Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And verily Allah knows and you do not know. Of course, what knowledge does insan have? Insan has absolutely no knowledge, and Allah knows exactly who is promoting it and whose intention is what. So everything is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَ. Allah says He is the knower of the hidden, and He is the knower of the things which is apparent. Everything is in front of Almighty Allah. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف الرحيم. The previous ayat, Almighty Allah speaks about the munafiqeen, and in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains to the believers also that it was the munafiqeen who did this, and this azab is for them. And if you will do this, then the azab will happen for you also. And yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the believers that if it wasn't for the mercy of Almighty Allah and His kindness, then most definitely Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have hastened the punishment towards you. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was kind. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And that Almighty Allah is full of kindness and mercy. That is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed the Sahaba Ikram, those that were found guilty of this crime. Allah blessed them with the tawfiq of repentance. What was it that they could repent and the munafiqeen did not repent? And they did not repent and they left this dunya with nifaq. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the Sahaba Ikram, Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Mistah radiyallahu anhum, and the other Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, Allah gave them the tawfiq and the ability of repenting, and Allah accepted their repentance. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is the kindness of Almighty Allah and it is the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now after completing and concluding with these verses, discussing and highlighting and informing the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, relevant to the topic, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now once again makes us aware of the attack of the devil, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that the devil is our enemy, because this that happened, those Sahaba Ikram who fell prey to this accusation, was because of the attack and the effort of the devil, and it was because of this force and the staqat and the strength of the devil that was injecting these evil thoughts in the hearts and the minds of people. And this is how some Sahaba Ikram fell prey to this accusation against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again reminds us, like He has mentioned to us in many places of the Quran, that the devil is your open enemy. Inna shaytana lil insani aduwwum mubeen. Shaytan is your open, mubeen means open enemy. Allah says in Surah Hajj, in the 17th juz of the Quran, kutiba alayhi annahu man tawallahu fa annahu yudhilluhu wa yahdihi ila adhabis sa'ir. It has been decided, whoever will befriend the devil will lead him to Jahannam. This is the job of the devil, this is the task of the devil. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. He will command you to do evil, he will command you to do vice. This is the promise that he made with Almighty Allah. لأغوينهم أجمعين. Oh Allah, I am going to mislead your entire, all your servants. إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين. But those chosen servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who have sincerity and who have ikhlas, and who Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protects. Allah make us amongst those who are protected by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by divine protection from the clutches and the evil effects of the devil. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. O you who believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. It was shaytan that was coming. For the thought to come in the mind, an evil thought, that is human. In fact, in one hadith, it comes of Mishkan Sharif, first volume, where a sahabi comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulallah, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ حُمَمَةً أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَتَكَلَّمَ بِهِ. Such evil thoughts are coming in my heart and my mind. It is better for me to be converted into coal than to bring those thoughts on my tongue. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Alhamdulillahi alladhi radda amrahu ila alwaswasa. And one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Dhaka sarihul iman. This is the words of Muslim Sharif. That is the clear sign of iman. Because evil thoughts, shaitan is only going to inject in the hearts and the minds of the believers. The person who denies the existence of Allah, shaitan is not going to pollute his heart and mind because it is already polluted. And this is what we have been taught to ask protection, from this attack of the devil in Mu'awwadatain.